My name's Emma Cooper, and you're listening to the Network Marketing Mum audio experience. Hello, and welcome to my very first podcast. I'm absolutely honoured that you've stopped by. I'm really excited about what's to come. So in this session, all I'm going to talk about is basically what you can look forward to. Why podcasting? You know, it's huge at the moment. A few years ago, podcasting wasn't around. And for me, it's been my main source over the last 12 months, I would say, of learning new things that I can then implement in our industry of network marketing. I'll tell you a little bit about my background, so you know a little bit about me as we're starting off. But as I've already said, my name's Emma Cooper, and I've actually been in networking now for nearly 5 years. Before networking, my background was really, really different. I was a police officer. I know, I don't look like a police officer, do I? It surprises a lot of people. But yeah, I was a police officer, and lots of my friends were police officers, as you kind of gravitate towards those people similar to you. So I had a very negative outlook on life in general, because, you know, no one rings the cops and says, hey, I've got some great news for you. We'd love you to come around, visit our home and share in that excitement. No, they're always ringing about bad stuff. And, you know, I was stuck in, I guess, quite a negative mindset, but I was happy in my life. But I was definitely unfulfilled in a lot of different areas. Financially, obviously, police officers in the UK, you don't get paid a lot of money. So, yes, I had those challenges, but I was happy in the ways that I have an amazing, amazing family around me. And you'll probably get to hear from my sister, my brother, my husband, probably my mum at some point, because she's a bit crazy and she likes to get involved in stuff. And she loves network marketing. But, you know, I was surrounded by all this amazing love and family and all of this stuff. But I just had like that missing piece of the puzzle. And it was when I was 30 weeks pregnant with my son, William, who's now 4 and crazy. I'm sure you'll get to hear from him in one or two episodes. But, you know, it was at that time where I had this kind of realization of, wow, I didn't expect to be 31, just about to have my first child and not own my own property. My parents owned my property and we paid them rent. And just stuck in this debt loop. We always had this £9,000 loan. We took it over 5 years, but we never paid it off. We just used to kind of top it up every year. It would pay off the overdrafts and whatever, and we'd start again. And it just felt like this hamster wheel. And although my life in the moment was okay, I was looking forward to the future and thinking, wow, how am I ever going to change anything? Because the truth is, I grew up, I had an amazing life. My dad had his own business. He worked insanely hard, which we'll probably cover this in some podcasts, but work ethic is really important in any business. But I watched him work hard. And so I understood that if you worked hard, you got a great life. But working hard at the right thing. And I never found my thing. So I actually got started in network marketing. I wasn't one of these people that just jumped on board and was like, yeah, I'm so excited. I really wasn't when I was offered the opportunity for the first time. I rolled my eyes. I thought that it was just a fad. I didn't understand the industry. So I came in with no knowledge whatsoever. I did my research over 4 years. I watched my friend build her business, and I got to that point where I was like, hang on a minute, you know, there must be something in this. Did my research, found out probably what you already know, and I got started. You know, my journey went really, really fast. I built a very, very large organization very, very quickly. And to some, you know, you might think, oh, that's okay for you. But, you know, success leaves clues. And when I look back, and you can only connect the dots looking backwards, when I look back and I look at what I did, I look at how I did it, I look at the mindset I did it in, and I can totally see why it worked. And you know, and once you get to that point, you can implement that kind of work ethic, that kind of time in my, you know, building my business career, you can implement that at any stage to do it again, to find that big growth, to, you know, develop in other countries, whatever you want to do. So I, you know, kind of sussed that out straight away. And I did it by using lots of different resources. I now use podcasts as my main platform for learning. I love it. That YouTube and all the, you know, books and things that you can buy, which I'm going to be reviewing lots in this podcast. But, you know, those are the things that have given me the insights and actually the inspiration then into go on and looking further, delving deeper into, okay, how can I keep building my organization? How can I always find new and exciting ways to keep myself motivated, to keep my mind ticking over, to keep me busy and challenged? So within the first, 6 months, I'd replaced my police wage by a lot. I was earning 9.5 times my monthly police wage by month 6 in my business. I left the police. My husband, Sean, was also a cop, and he left the police service, resigned sometime after. And, we've built a massive organisation, tens of thousands of people. But what's really, really important to me is that you never forget how you felt on day one. You never forget how you felt at different stages of your journey when different challenges come, that you always remember how it started and what you've done. So in our company, we've qualified for all of the company incentives. We got to the top 5 in the company within the first 2 years. We were part of a global leadership team, an executive global leadership team. And because of that, I had to learn, and I had to learn quickly. I was around people who were the vice presidents of our company, the owner of our company, very, very quickly. And I felt the pressure. I felt that I had something to uphold. And I still feel the same. But you know what I love? I love the nature of our industry. I love it. There's nothing else like it. And I mean nothing else like it. We are an industry of cheerleaders. We look forward to building people up, to always kind of thinking on the positive side. We're people running businesses from home, which can be a lonely business, a lonely industry. Things like this, these podcasts, the YouTube clips that we all watch, they keep it so that, you can connect with any other networker anywhere around the world and get tips and advice from them. Like, who do you know in other industries who give you all their top tips, secrets, advice, methods, strategies, all those kind of things, systems, and they're doing it for free. You're never going to hear me plug, buy my course. I'm never doing a course. So you don't have to worry about that. This is just about giving back to an industry that has seriously given to me over the last 5 years. So in the spirit of the network marketing industry, that is why I've started my own podcast. So what can you expect over, the next few episodes? And there's going to be coming out thick and fast. I've got some amazing interviews lined up with some real, real leaders in their fields. And you're going to be excited because lots of these people have become my friends. So it's almost like we will be in a room having a chat, or maybe like on an online platform having a chat, but you're going to get to listen in. So it's going to be super cool. There'll be no holds barred. We will ask the questions that you really feel like you need answering, not the ones that you just see, on training videos all the time. Although some of those things you will hear because they are the secrets, but just with consistency. But we're going to really kind of hit home, ask those kind of hitting questions that you really would like to ask them if you were sat in a room with them as well. I'm personally going to give you lots of tips, lots of advice, lots of strategies. Talk about the systems that I use in order to build, my network. Speaking to lots of people with inspirational stories, because that's what we love, don't we? We like to hear from people like ourselves doing what we're doing, and they're doing it really, really well. And you hear so many people say, I've been in network marketing for 10 years and it was only in the 11th year I just got it, went ahead, boomed it, find the right company, whatever, find the right mentor. And those are the people that we really want to help you guys to get that click moment, that aha moment, that light bulb moment. We want to help you do that. I'm going to be speaking with these experts. I'm going to be talking really, really honestly to you. Some of the things you probably won't want to hear, or you won't be ready to implement, but it's really important sometimes to keep hearing these things over and over and over again. I know for me, I've had to sometimes hear things 100 times and all of a sudden it's just clicked. And that aha moment has changed everything. So my mission is going to be giving you time-saving tips, delve into the realities of building a network marketing business, speak to the experts, draw out all the information from them that you can soak up and you can put into action into your business. My mission is to be honest, be humble, and then be done. So thank you for taking the time to listen. I really, really appreciate you guys. Make sure you hit the subscribe button so you're going to be notified that every time I upload a new podcast. I want you to succeed. So go take action today. Get subscribed. Start this learning process, this podcast journey with me.
This podcast was sponsored by MyProPlanner, the number one planner for network marketers.